need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the tattoo. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. How we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98 Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un doesn't leave home very often, but there is speculation he may soon make a trip to Russia. Apparently, it's all about weapons for Ukraine.
A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity tells AP Washington expects Kim will make the trip within the month and meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has been seeking military equipment for its war in Ukraine. And National Security Council spokeswoman Adrian Watson notes Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu traveled to Pyongyang recently and tried to persuade North Korea to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. The defense minister himself said Monday the two countries may hold joint war games. Ben Thomas, Washington.
If it's blazing hot where you are not alone. Mark Chenard at the National Weather Service says the eastern two-thirds of the country sweating through a punishing heat wave.
Pretty much anywhere from the Rockies and points east is going to be above average temperatures today. So a lot, pretty much the whole plains into the Great Lakes and then towards the East Coast. So we're looking at highs upper 90s like Minneapolis and around that area, and then also highs well into the 90s in the Mid-Atlantic.
A three-year pause in repaying federal student loans coming to an end soon.
Since March 2020, borrowers have not had to make monthly loan payments because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But interest on federal student loans has started accumulating again, and payments will be due starting in October. The Education Department encourages borrowers to log into their account and verify the amount of their payments. More than 40 million Americans owe money on their federal student loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First Lady Jill Biden said to suffer minor symptoms from her latest bout with COVID, a second infection for her, despite being fully vaxxed and boosted. Dow futures down 9 points. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
The roof was completely gone.
All of our memories being wiped away.
The rain is what got
20 minutes of sheer terror.
And you can feel it in your body.
I watched the fire move down the canyon.
The rumbling of the house.
My son started screaming, we're gonna die, we're gonna die. In the name of Jesus, we are not gonna die.
At Samaritan's Purse, we bring spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. We go into dangerous situations because in disaster, in disease, in war, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to heal the sick, feed the hungry, restore the broken. All who work and volunteer with Samaritan's Purse follow the example of Jesus. We go to serve, not to be served. And we go in Jesus' name. Join us at SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
President Biden's decision to skip a meeting of Southeast Asian nations is raising some questions.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to spend 2 days meeting with representatives of the Southeast Asian nations at an international summit in Jakarta, Indonesia. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says U.S. alliances in the Indo-Pacific are a key part of her agenda as vice president. and he describes her itinerary as perfectly in keeping with the issues that she's been focused on. But some are wondering why President Biden isn't going. His decision to skip the meetings has caused some frustration. She'll try to erase doubts about the U.S. commitment to the region. I'm Rita Foley.
The UN's food agency says it's forced to drop another 2 million hungry people from food assistance in Afghanistan this month because of a massive funding shortfall. 10 million people have been cut off from the World Food Program support this year. News and analysis, townhall.com. Nearly two dozen people hurt when a driver slams his SUV into a Texas restaurant.
The driver plowed through the wall of a busy Denny's restaurant near Houston, injuring 23 people. Police in Rosenberg, Texas, say the man crashed into the restaurant just off the highway late Monday morning. Patrons were left with injuries ranging from minor to severe, but officers say they don't appear to be life-threatening. The victims ranged in age from 12 to 60 years old. The driver was not injured, and the cause of the crash hasn't been released. Video from the scene shows a red vehicle fully inside the restaurant with the walls and windows around it demolished. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Medal of Honor ceremony today at the White House. Captain Larry L. Taylor of Tennessee. He was an Army helicopter pilot in Vietnam, will receive the military's highest decoration. He and his team rescued four American soldiers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out with a home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again, 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Several people were injured following a Labor Day pier collapse at the UW Memorial Union Terrace. Officials report that 60 to 80 people were on the pier when it gave way, sending students into Lake Mendota Monday afternoon. About 25 people were reported to have suffered minor injuries, while one person was reportedly taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No lifeguards were on duty in the area at the time of the collapse. UW-Madison says the pier was due to be removed today for the end of the summer season. A Sheboygan Falls man has died after drowning in Lake Michigan Labor Day afternoon. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office says the 62-year-old man was pulled to the beach area on the eastern side of Whistling Straits Golf Course in the town of Mosel. Officials say the man had been on a boat a short distance from the shore when he went into the water and didn't resurface. The other person on the boat, a 57-year-old Sheboygan Falls man, pulled the submerged man to shore and began life-saving measures. The identity of the man who died will not be released until this afternoon. State Assembly may consider a constitutional amendment on tax increases.
Representative Amy Binsfeld of Sheboygan says it's currently too easy to raise taxes.
We really want to make increasing taxes to be an absolute last resort for anyone.
The Sheboygan Republican proposes a constitutional amendment requiring a two-thirds supermajority in both chambers of the legislature to pass statewide tax increases.
For me, this is a common sense constitutional amendment requiring that two-thirds majority vote to do this.
Binsfeld said 16 other states have similar requirements in place. A separate bill in the assembly would cut about $3 billion in state income taxes. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
15 Wisconsin communities are getting Narcan dispensers thanks to state and federal grants.
Department of Health Services Opioid Initiatives Director Paul Krupski says over 50 locations now feature the dispensers.
So if we can get these harm reduction tools into the hands of people who need it most, which are active drug users, then we know that we're going to be saving lives.
Wisconsin has received over $40 million in grants thanks to lawsuit settlements against drug manufacturers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the first day of school for Milwaukee Public School students will be a short one. Due to the extreme heat today, Milwaukee Public Schools said it will excuse its students by 1 p.m. today. It will also cancel all after-school recreation and athletic programs scheduled for today. Officials for the district say 56% of its schools have full or partial air conditioning, which leaves 44% of its buildings with none at all. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, age 68 of Park Falls, passed away peacefully, surrounded by family on September 2nd at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his loving wife and best friend of 39 years, Lonnie Fisher, by four children, including Elisa Fisher and Callista Phillips, survived also by two special nieces, along with 10 grandchildren, and also by four siblings, Sue Heisler, Bill Tuna Fisher, by Mark Fisher, and by Chris Frailing. Survived also by his sister-in-law, and by his special pet, Eddie, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 16th at the Mulrich Park in Fifield with a sharing of memories at 3 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, 68, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility.
Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting mid-September 2023. The nurse aide courses consist of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register is September 8th. For more details and to register now, apply on Indeed or the Nurses Aid student email. That's Tawny M at parkmanor.com. T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M at parkmanorwi.com, or call 715-762-2449.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers and storms developing with highs up to 88. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Then showers and storms likely for tonight. Some storms possibly strong to severe with heavy rainfall, low of 60. Wednesday, showers and storms continuing, mid-60s for highs. And for Thursday, quite cool in the upper 50s. Friday, more in the way of sunshine making a return in the upper 60s for high temperatures. And for Saturday, good deal of sunshine back up to 72. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 71 degrees.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, a pair of Baltimore Orioles rookies
played a key role in their 6-3 win over the LA Angels.
The Orioles won their third straight game 6-3 over the Angels. Baltimore scored three runs in the third inning, then three more in the seventh on a three-run homer by Gunnar Henderson. The O's have the best record in the American League, but Henderson isn't thinking playoffs just yet.
If you win the game, then that's a best-case scenario, and that's what we're going to try and do each and every day. And I feel like if we just do that day in and day out, then we'll put ourselves in a good spot.
Grayson Rodriguez allowed two runs over six innings for his fifth win. Kenny Rosenberg took the loss as the Angels are beaten for the seventh time in eight games. Mark Myers, Anaheim.
Other Americans included Kansas City, Boston, Toronto, Houston, and Minnesota. In the National League, winners were the Chicago Cubs, Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, one interleague game saw Cincinnati down Seattle 6-3. One top 25 college football game last night saw ninth-ranked Clemson get slammed by Duke 28-7. Elsewhere, police say former Georgia and NFL linebacker Jarvis Jones was arrested for speeding and reckless driving ahead of the Bulldogs season opener. Jones now works as a player coordinator for the football program. His arrest late Friday is the latest driving investigation to tarnish the two-time reigning national champions. They have struggled to deal with the issue since a high-speed crash killed offensive lineman Devin Willock and recruiting staffer Chandler LaCroix on January 15th. And in tennis, there are three American men in the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the first time since 2005. Taylor Fritz, Francis Tiafoe, and Ben Shelton are the trio this time and will all be in action on Tuesday. This is SRN Sports.
The Pirates edged the Brewers 4-2 in their series opener at PNC Park on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brian Hayes launched the go-ahead homer in the fifth, and Jack Suwinski clubbed his 23rd of the season off of Brewers starter and loser Corbin Burns.
Just bad location. Yeah, early on, we got to swing and miss with the sliders and both the curveballs when we needed to. Then they were executed where we wanted to. Second time through, I mean, threw changeup right down the middle, slider right down the middle. The one to Reynolds right down the middle. So it's just bad pitches.
Brewers scored twice in the second on a pair of sack flies, but managed just six hits in the loss. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, one extra base hit tonight, unfortunately. You know, that's probably not going to, it's with six hits. You know, it's going to take a lot of hits with men in scoring position and timed hits. So overall, just, you know, lacking a big hit again today.
Brewers lead down to 2.5 games over the Cubs atop the Central. Chicago blanking San Francisco 5-0 on Monday. Justin Steele tossing eight innings of two-hit shutout ball while striking out a career-high 12. Reds also keeping pace with a 6-3 win in their series opener over Seattle. Packers have the day off today after some light work on Monday. They return to the practice field on Wednesday as they get ready for their season opener against the Bears in Chicago. On Sunday, college football last night, Duke knocked off ninth-ranked Clemson 28-7 to cap off week one of the regular season. Badgers, after beating Buffalo 38-17 on Saturday, getting ready for their first road game at Washington State this Saturday. Coach Luke Fickell on the lack of excitement after the season opening win.
Deep down inside, I just felt like we were sloppy. And I think that's where, to me, it's hard to be really, really excited when you just don't play the way, sound way, you know, and some things that we had put a great emphasis on. And it's awesome because it gives us an opportunity to kind of come back here the second week and this entire practice opportunities to really kind of focus ourselves back in and to recognize the things that we didn't do as well.
Midwest League resumes tonight. Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin, Beloit's at Peoria. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My baby child is 20 and lives in Knoxville. Okay, years ago, we wanted all these children to play sports, you know, to keep them off of dope. And so they played all this stuff, all of them did. And my baby, my husband's 6'4", I'm 5'8". We breed big kids. So she, in elementary school, was like 5'5", 5'6". She was taller than all the little children and the principal and the teachers. And she hated it. But the good news is she's very athletic, very strong. So all over East Tennessee, people would call me and say, can she be the goalkeeper for our soccer team? I'll get her an iPhone. Yeah. Can she play basketball for us? She never played basketball. And you know, y'all, I lived through her. And I made her do it. And I felt like LeBron James's mama. And so She came to me and she goes, I'm sick of this. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to play all this mess. She goes, I've decided that I want to cheer. And I said, well, baby, we're big people. And I said, we don't tumble, but I'll figure something out.
Studies have proven that organic food is no more nutritious than non-organic food, which means this is a great day. Goodbye to eating seeds and twigs and kale. No more acorn squash for dinner. Fare thee well, awful organic okra and freaking Brussels sprouts. We are free, free to eat Pop-Tarts and gummy bears for lunch, to fill ourselves with Pepsi, Slim Jims, and Doritos. We thank you, scientists, and hail this research with a cry of Cheetos. It's what's for dinner.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with the bone drop. I love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
When you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
station is because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound? Even though your mama tried.
Stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock.
done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. Oh, I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry.
Alabama, a little country classic. I'm in a hurry. 98Q Country. How you doing? How you doing? It is a Monday. Well, it feels like a Monday, but the good news is it's Tuesday. Yeah, skip Monday this week. Maybe if you didn't have to work. I hope your Labor Day weekend was nice. It was hot. It was definitely hot. If you're not a fan of the cold weather, like my wife, you are kind of lingering in shade and indoors. If you love the hot weather, you were running around outside saying, yee-hoo, like Homer Simpson, you were running around, woohoo. Well, the good news is for those of you who don't like the heat is that today's it. This is it, and then we're going to see cooler weather with temperatures in the 60s and maybe the 50s one day starting tomorrow. But today's still hot. It's hot, humid, it's going to be 90, and we're going to see some thunderstorms come through today. Somebody is going to get it today. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but with the humidity where we're at right now and then the cool weather coming in behind it, there's going to be some severe thunderstorms rumbling through late this afternoon, early this evening, probably right around supper time, so please be aware of that. Batten down whatever you need to batten down. Bring in the recycle container or whatever, because later this afternoon she's gonna blow. All right, so we got the kids back in school now. Everybody's even the latest of schools have delayed it long enough, and we're back at it here today. So we begin our fall pattern. Pumpkin spices are now legal. Leaves falling from the tree are now legal. Squirrels collecting nuts for the winter. We were mocking them in the month of August, saying, what are you doing? Too early. Now we're just like, okay, go ahead. For my yard anyway, it's a great year for acorns. I don't know why. It's a cyclical thing, I guess, but I've got acorns not all over, but there's a corner of my yard, and it's like a munition factory. Like somebody shot off there's just shells everywhere. I walked through there yesterday, in fact, and there's just shells everywhere. And then the squirrels, I catch the squirrels, they're burying them. They say that squirrels only retrieve half of the nuts that they actually bury for the winter or whatever they do for later. Because they got all these acorns and they don't know what to do with them. So they just start burying them. I catch them in my front yard every once in a while. And if you look real close in your yard, you'll probably see just little holes where they just slip them in there. They're busy. The squirrels are busy, no doubt about it. What else? I want to talk a little bit about parades today because I don't want to be that guy, but I think we're a little parade happy in our country. And I'm all for a decent parade, for a town festival. Town festival parades are wonderful. You know, you have a town festival. 4th of July parades are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Most stuff outside of that, I'm like, I mean, if your town had a festival going on over the weekend and you had a parade as a part of the festival, I get it. But just to have a Labor Day parade, just a parade just because it was Labor Day, I was just like, why don't you just go grill something? Why don't you? Last thing I want to do on Labor Day is to create something that's laborious. And for some people, that is a parade. There's always people behind the scenes putting it together.
And then they interview people that are involved in the Labor Day parade, and they're like, we're celebrating those who work. Okay. All right. We get it. Was there candy? I mean, if you're throwing out Tootsie Rolls, I might show up. I think we're a little parade happy. I love our Flamborama parade. I love the parades we do at our festivals. We celebrate our local culture and local, you know, but then we go a little bit crazy beyond that. Hey, let's have another parade. It's Bob's birthday. Let's have a Bob's birthday parade. So Labor Day is come and gone, and we are now pointing our fingers straight ahead to, that's right, the obsession of the sports fan of America. For whatever reason, we don't understand why. For the most part, we kind of do, but the National Football League is the Cadillac. It's incredible. Incredible how popular the National Football League is. College football, yes, it's popular. It is. Not close to the NFL. But the National Football League, crazy. Crazy popular. Thursday night, I'm intrigued by Detroit. I want to see if they're going to show up this season. It's kind of mean of the schedulers, isn't it? I mean, Detroit won, what, 8 of their last 9 games last year. They won one of the biggest games they've won in many years by beating the Packers on the last game of the season, knocking the Packers out of the playoffs. Detroit, not in the playoffs. They win 8 of their last 9, and they didn't make the playoffs. So now all the expectations are elevated for the Lions this year. I mean, Lions fans are excited. The city of Detroit's excited. Everybody's excited about it. I was in Detroit a couple months ago. They're excited about it. They're excited about the Lions. So the National Football League says, all right, how excited are you? How about we let you go play the best quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, on the road? It's just like your dog begging for a treat, and you say, sit, stay. And then you don't give him a treat. That's what the National Football League just did to the Lions. Let the Lions have a noon home game against, like, Carolina, somebody let them go 1-0 for a little expectation. So the Lions are going to go to Kansas City on Thursday to kick off the season. Packers and Bears will play on Sunday. That'll be a 3:25 kick. Vikings are on at noon if you want to cheer against the Vikings before that. I think it'd be fun. It's going to be a fun season to see what the Packers can do without Rodgers, without a Hall of Fame quarterback. See what they can do now. We've got the Bears, who got, you know, this field guy's really good, but he likes to run, and running quarterbacks usually don't last, but he's healthy for game one. That's why I think this is going to be a really, really tough game for the Packers, because the Fields is healthy. He's going to go out there, and he's going to be launching himself all over the field. He may not be out there in week 7, but he'll be there in week 1, and he's pretty good when he's healthy. So that'll be a 3:25 kick. We have, here's what we got going on this week. We've got Brewers today, Brewers tomorrow. So we got that covered for you. Off day on Thursday. Friday, we got a doubleheader of high school football. We got Phillips traveling to Luck. That'll be right here. Shawamigan hosting Montello Friday night over on 103.1. So no Brewers Friday night. Saturday, we'll bring you the Brewers with a 105 first pitch. Sunday, we got to do the Packers. So we got to do the Packers on Sunday, so no Brewers on Sunday. So adjust your, I'm telling you ahead of time, adjust your schedule accordingly if you want to get the Brewer feed or whatever you need to do. So that's what we got going on this weekend. The crew is sitting, what, 2.5 up in the division? The Cubs are not giving in. They are not giving in. They're 2.5 back, I believe it is. So it's going to be a race down the stretch. Did you see who the Brewers play the last series of the season? At AmFam Field, the Cubs. That could be fun. That could be fun. We're hoping it's over by then. We're hoping the Brewers are ahead by more than 3 going into that last series. But the way it's going right now, pretty good possibility that's going to be meaningful. We have, again, a weather forecast. Very hot again today. Storms moving in tonight. Cooler weather tomorrow. More details on that to come in just a few moments.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel.
Too. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty. They sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers and storms developing with highs up to 88. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Then showers and storms likely for tonight. Some storms possibly strong to severe with heavy rainfall, low of 60. Wednesday, showers and storms continuing, mid-60s for highs. And for Thursday, quite cool in the upper 50s. Friday, more in the way of sunshine making a return in the upper 60s for high temperatures. And for Saturday, a good deal of sunshine back up to 72. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 71 degrees.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Country music, 98Q Country.
I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good you call me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without.